Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. What happens when things don't go as expected? When the bad guy wins? At the end of Empire Strikes Back, Luke, Leia, and the rest barely managed to escape the forces of the Empire. They had a minor victory in that, yes, but they barely limped to meet up with the rest of the Rebel fleet. Han has been captured, Luke has had to have his hand replaced with a bionic one, and even the fleet itself is just a ragtag group. The feeling we get is mostly one of defeat, but tinged with a little bit of hope. Our main heroes are still alive. The Empire may be stronger than ever, but with the heroes around, there is still a shot that good can triumph. Compare that to the end of Avengers Infinity War. Thanos collected the 6 Infinity Stones. Thor almost defeated him anyway, but just barely missed his chance. The good guys, who we had felt sure were going to pull one last miracle out of the bag, failed. And then the effects of the action start to phase in, and the last thing we see is the satisfied Thanos in his garden as the sun rises on an ungrateful universe. But our heroes have utterly failed to save the day. At the end of Infinity War, the audience is left with this feeling of, wait, the bad guy won? I thought this was a Marvel superhero movie. And so we come to Saturday, 33-ish AD, the leader of one of the most popular movements in all of Judah has just been summarily beaten, flogged, and executed. His followers, who thought that this was God's Messiah, sent to save Israel from the evil of Rome. Was it all for naught? Moreover, would the Romans or the Jewish leaders try to round up anyone connected to him in a further exercise of power? And so they hid. They had believed. And their hope had failed. They had been so sure. It's not yet Sunday, so that's not our story. What I want to talk about is the times when we feel like God has been leading us down a path, only to have the rug pulled out from under us, right when we feel like we need Him the most. Christian writers for generations have written about the long night of the soul, and that Saturday, living in between the world's exertion of the only power it had, and the Lord's defeat of it, that Saturday, when hope must have almost died, must have been one of the longest nights of the disciples' lives. After all, for 3 years, they had given up family and vocation to follow God. For it to end here? Now, we have the advantage of knowing that it didn't end here. But how do we keep moving forward when we're stuck in the middle of that? To use a third example from nerddom, when it feels like it's always winter, never Christmas. In Psalm chapter 13, verses 2 and 3, the psalmist sings, "How long, Lord, will you utterly forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I carry sorrow in my soul, grief in my heart, day after day? How long will my enemy triumph over me?" The Psalms help us provide paradoxical framework of relating to God, of acknowledging our feelings of despair and abandonment without abandoning God. God is big enough to deal honestly with our feelings on Saturdays. Psalms want us to stay with God through the good, yes, but especially through the bad. And verse 6 concludes, "But I trust in your mercy. Grant my heart joy in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt bountifully with me. So if you're going through a moment where it feels like the empire is won, or that you feel like God's promises have not come true, keep in mind that it may just be Saturday, and Sunday's coming. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.